Hi, good morning. I just want to greet you all in Jesus' precious name, and just want to say that I need to give just a dream that I had on the 2nd of March of 2024. I never posted a video at the time. Because I wasn't posting any videos, but I just want to, it's just, I'm not going to tell you the whole dream, but it's basically about the return of Christ, that his return is imminent, and that he's not holding back, he's no longer tarrying. We've, you know, for decades, we've been talking about the rapture, and saying that he's coming back soon, and he really is coming back soon. He's not tarrying anymore. Many people are having rapture dreams, and I did not have a rapture dream, but it was about the rapture, that it was coming. What I saw was, I was at my house where I used to live, and I was standing outside, and I saw the moon during the day. I was looking up at the sky, and there were other people outside that I didn't recognize. There were other people with me outside in the yard, and I was looking up at the sky because I could see the moon, and right behind the moon was this huge image of Jesus, and he was magnificently huge. It's not like just human Jesus, but like God Jesus, you know. And I looked up at the sky and realized he was returning, and I began to sing to him that Yeshua, my beloved song, and I was singing and singing to him with so much love, and I was just so overwhelmed with the immensity of who he is. You know, we only see him as the person, the human being, God, man, son of God. We don't see him as this universal, eternal, huge God, you know. And he appeared as this universal, huge God, and as I was singing to him, he became more and more visible. And he actually, from the sky, he handed me a piece of paper with some writing on it. It was a test that he was giving me, and I was not sure. I battled with the one question. I had to write my name, and I was starting to battle with the question and the test, and it was, when did Jesus start returning? And I was like, I couldn't answer that question, because I was like, I didn't check my phone to see the time. And anyway, he gave me revelation, the dream, that it was when it's like a prophetic marker in the Bible. The times when he died are like a prophetic marker. I don't know how that would all work, but I was thinking of the time was like 3:30, but it was like a time, like what time did Jesus actually died, and that was when he started to return. And so, like, he's really been returning anyway, but it's in this dream, he was just no longer tarrying. He was just coming full force, and coming quickly. And the more we are singing to him, loving him, he's returning fast. And in the dream, I went back into the house to speak to my mother, who's actually deceased, and I told her, like, he's on his way, he's returning. And she didn't want to go out. She's like, no, stay here with me, you know. And I was like, I knew if I stayed with her, I'd miss the rapture. And I actually neglected to make a video before, and I should have, and I apologize for not making it before. It's just that my family and my friends and the church and unbelievers and everyone who just thinks Jesus isn't real or doesn't think he's coming back in a hurry, we need to all be ready, because he is. And it's time to proclaim the end time gospel. It's not time to just play church or just live our lives for ourselves. So I just want to tell you all that he is returning. He is on his way. You can see things are happening already. I'm not going to tell you like a time. I don't know when the exact day is. Nobody knows that exact day. But he is coming back for his church first. And he will take us. And then things are going to get very dark. And I don't think it's going to be easy for anyone to suddenly start believing in Jesus if they didn't believe in him when it was light. How are they going to find him when it's darkness? So I just want to give everybody the warning. I'm not the only person that is now having these dreams. I've noticed other people now are having them. But at the time, I wasn't expecting. It was in March, and I wasn't expecting to have anything like this. And it was a very heavy, I'd say, fear of the Lord. It was like a fire came on me in the dream. And even after I woke up, I felt the fear of the Lord on me. It was like a fire on me. And I wouldn't say it's a bad fire. It's just a fire of like knowing the urgency of the times we are in, the season we're in. People are dying and going to hell every day. And, you know, judgment day will come. And we all have to face the judgment, and so we all have to preach the gospel, and we all have to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, so that we will be in his kingdom and be with him. So repent and believe, and by repenting, that means turning from your sin, not committing it anymore, being willing to give it up, and bow your knee to him, because one day you are going to be forced to bow your knee at the judgment. Even if you don't want to do it now, you're going to have to do it. So you might as well just submit. And he's not a hard God. He's a loving God, but he's also holy and he's righteous. And if you're enjoying your sin so much that you don't want to give it up because you know he's going to ask you to give it up, it's not really worth living in your sin, because hell is not going to be a fun place where you can enjoy your sin. You're going to be tormented by the sins that you refuse to give up. You're going to hate your own sin, and it'll be too late to change your mind. And eternity is forever. It's not going to be like, oh yeah, I changed my mind, you know, Jesus, now I'm going to accept you. And even there are days coming when the church is raptured, when we are taken out of this world. And those of you that have not accepted him as Lord and Savior, have not followed him, you see the days are coming already. It's already being set up with our banking system, how we are tapping with our watch and tapping with our card and tapping with our phone. The beast system is being set up, whether you want to believe it or not. It's written about 2,000 years ago in the Bible. If you are, you know, read what Jesus told us about the coming of the last days, and even in the book of Revelation, he did tell us these things were coming, and we are living in the time when these things are already being set up to come into the world. And so I just want to give that warning, and I just hope you're all well. A lot of you I don't see anymore, but like, God bless you, man. And that's all I have to say.